All right. Hey, guys, we're very happy to have Governor Perry back in Iowa. On behalf of Americans for Prosperity, we're having a private luncheon with some of Iowa's best business leaders so they can talk to Governor Perry about what they're seeing on the ground here in Iowa, and he can share his outstanding record on jobs in Texas. They've created over 30% of all American jobs in the last 10 years. So AFP likes to partner with folks like Governor Perry who have an outstanding record on economic freedom. Thanks for being here, Governor Perry. It's all yours.
Mark, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back in Iowa and seeing some familiar faces from a couple of years ago. But Mark had asked me to come and to kind of share with the crowd at lunch today just a little bit of the vision about how we found ourselves at this particular juncture in Texas. And Governor Branstad and I just got out of a meeting, and he's a great competitor and a person that I love competing against. And Terry and I were just talking about some of the things that they're doing both globally from the standpoint of business with China, for instance, and in the United States as well, to create a climate that is more conducive so that private sector businessmen and women know they get to keep more of what they work for. They have a regulatory climate that's fair and predictable, a legal system that doesn't allow for oversuing. Continue to fund accountable public schools so that there's a skilled workforce. And at that particular point in time, businesses will either expand or relocate to a state like Iowa. And that's the model that we followed for 10 years plus in Texas. And I think it's pretty hard to argue with the job creation numbers. We've been blessed with a natural resource. But that's not what singularly drives the Texas economy. As a matter of fact, the percentage of gross state product in 1984 was about 14% for oil and gas. That's still what it is today. And you had this explosion of a Texas economy, as Mark said, one-third of all the jobs created in the last decade. Oil and gas industry's been good. We're glad we've got it. As a matter of fact, we wish this administration in Washington, D.C. respected the industry enough to be able to open up the XL pipeline to produce the energy from the various and sundry places in the federal government that they have control over. You could do that. You could put a flat tax into place. You could repatriate the dollars back into the United States that are offshore because of the onerous corporate tax structure that we have. Those three things would explode the U.S. economy. The states understand that intuitively, or most of them do. Red states do. And we're in a competition out there. So Mark and his group are very much, I think, in line with those red state policies of Iowa, of Florida, of Louisiana, New Mexico, North and South Carolina. They're in competition with those blue states, California, Illinois, New York. And we're going to have a competition, if you will, between these two competing visions of America. I'll suggest to you the red state vision at the end of the day will be the successful one. So, Mark, thank you for letting me come. Let's open it up to any questions Absolutely. That the media may have for us.
What's your objective here today, to reintroduce yourselves to Iowans after your last campaign?
Well, I think they already know who I am. This was an invitation that they asked me to come, the Polk County GOP dinner tonight. So we're trying to not only address that group, but also with Mark and to come back at his invitation to meet with some of his leadership here. So I'm really intrigued with this concept of having a civil discussion across this country with the citizens of the state, with governors and legislators, for that matter, about this blue state versus red state concept. There was a group created called Americans for Economic Freedom, 501c4, that I'm associated with that is helping to drive that message out there. So, and it's one that I do believe for the future of this country that we should sit down as citizens and say, you know, which one of these policies really put our citizens in the best position to take care of their families? I happen to think it's the red state policy, if you will, of having a tax structure that is as light as it can be on the job creators in a regulatory climate that's fair and predictable, legal system that doesn't allow for oversuing, and that skilled workforce. Americans will be happier, I think, if the states are allowed to compete against each other rather than this one size fits all. If Obamacare is any example of that, that here's an example of Washington centralized decision making. At this juncture, I think most Americans would say that is not a that's not a position that is good for their families. Certainly not a good position economically. And it's at this particular point in time, Obamacare is a failure.
If you do run again, what would you do differently than you did in 2012?
Well, I would do a number of things differently. I guess would be since we were not successful, I would suggest there are some other things that we would do differently. But I have no idea what I'm going to do. So to theorize about how I would what I would do differently is a bit premature.
You're in Iowa sooner than you were.
That would certainly be one of the things I would do differently. Is kind of
one more question.
Anita encouraged you to run last time. How does she feel about the idea of doing this all over?
Anita is still a very concerned American, a concerned parent, and she loves this country, as do I. And I would suggest to you, I would not make a major move in my life without consulting her. Thank you all for coming and being with me.